All right, this is Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, 11:6, and the last of the Masechta. So we are just wrapping up those final two averas, which there is a potential penalty of chenek, strangulation, and we'll see them now inside. The first is Hamisnabe B'Shem Avodazara, one who prophesies in the name of Avodazara. Now that's actually a pasuk, black and white. The pasuk says, Devar Mirches Pasuk Chaf, Va'asher yidaber b'shem Elohim acherim. If one speaks in the name of other gods, false gods, u'meisa naviyahu, so that person will die. And since no specification regarding the mode of execution, therefore it is the default of chenek. So there's no chiddush there. The chiddush of the Mishnah is va'omer. Even if this false prophet says kach amra vodazara. He says, the Avodah Zarah said something, afilu kiven es ha-halacha letame es ha-tamei letar es ha-tahor. It doesn't matter if what he said is true. In other words, he says, you know, last night the star spoke to me and it said we have to be extra kosher, you know, so then that doesn't change anything. The fact that he said a message as if a false god, a star, an idol had spoken to him, you know, the medium is the message. That's already unforgivable crime, essentially, which the penalty would be executional. Though, of course, he would have to have Edim and Hasara, so he would have to be warned not to do it or say it, then he does it anyways. Okay, that's number five. Number six, the last of the six crimes which there is potential chenek penalty, it's Habal Eshes Ish, one who sleeps with a married woman. This is a simple case of adultery. And that's that. Now, the mission is not done with this point. It's going to be concerned with the following issue, which probably didn't concern you, which is something we discussed earlier on. There is the Nara Hamorasa. If you have a young girl, less than 12 and a half, and she's still living at a home, she's still a basula, and if she's adulterous, then the penalty isn't the usual chenek, but that's a special case, and she the penalty for sleeping with her, both for her and for the adulterer, the paramour, is skila. So our mission is going to make the point here and say, well, at what point has she transitioned from being potentially a skila situation to this case of our mishnah, which is the generic chenek? So the mishnah answers. It says, "Kevin she nichnas l'rishus ha-baal l'nesuin." Once she has even entered into the rishus, the domain of the husband, for the sake of nesuin. Again, usually I translate erusin as legal marriage when she accepts the ring or the like, kedushin, and then Nesuin is functional marriage. She moves in with her husband. But in this point of remission, since the pasuk referring to the skila of the Nara, it refers to her being bebeis aviha in her father's home. So once she leaves her father's home, even if she hasn't reached the home of her husband, meaning, let's say, for example, Eliezer taking, you know, Rivka back to meet Yitzhak. She has never met Yitzhak yet. But let's say if Eliezer was acting as a shaliach for Yitzhak and she accepts the ring, and she had to be mekudeshes to Yitzchak. So then once she is going with Eliezer, and she's left love on her father's home, so then even though she hasn't yet been anyway, she's not a nesua, she isn't functionally married, she hasn't ever even met her husband, but still, she left her father's home, and therefore if she would now be adulterous, the penalty would no longer be skila, but rather be chenek. So the Mishnah says here, afo pishlo nivola, even if she's still a basula, a virgin. Haba aleha hare ze bechenek. One who sleeps with her once she's left her father's home, already it's just chenek as opposed to skila. Now that was the last of the sixth. Although you recall in the Mishnah back in the first Mishnah of the Perek here, we also listed zome baskon uvola. These are loose ends, and the main point here is Adam zomin. But there's really two separate. Chiddushim, if you will. Chiddush number one is that under normal circumstances, whatever penalty the woman would get, it's the same penalty for the man, and vice versa, assuming that both of them agreed to sleep with each other, no one was forced, so then they get the same penalty, which normally would be chenek, but if it's certain situations, you could have other things, like, for example, the main thing is the namarasa, you would have a skila for both of them. Now, an exception to the rule is what we're talking about here, which is the Bas Kohen. The Bas Kohen, if she is adulterous and she is a Nesua, she's married, fully, and but her father is a Kohen, and she has an adulterous affair, so then she has a special punishment. We've seen this before. She's one of the cases of Strefa. It says, the Pasuk says, Uvas ish Kohen ki seichel liznus, if a daughter of a Kohen would like defile herself through adultery, esaviyahi mechaleles, she's also desecrating, defiling her father, be'esh tisaref, her consequence would be Strefa. Now, the Gemara Darsha that it says, he mechaleles, she, the word he yud aleph, is coming to add, it's specifically she, the Bas Kohen, who gets Strefa, but not Bola, not the adulterer with her. He would get the usual chenek. So, first of all, that's point number one of our mission, which is because of that pasuk, you see that the Boala, the person who sleeps with her, gets chenek as opposed to her consequences, which are potentially Srefa. Now, in addition, we have the issue of Edom Zomen. Now, that will be the topic of our next perek, the next Mishnah in Makos, but in super brief here. The idea is, if witnesses conspire and lie and say something that's not true in Bezin, and then other witnesses come and they testify that those first pair of witnesses were lying because they weren't even present at the time and place they said they were, so they could have witnessed the alleged crime. So then those two witnesses are called Edom Zomen, and under specific circumstances, which I'll discuss in the next parak, Bez Hashem, the consequences are that the lying witnesses, those Edom Zomen, get the punishment that they would have otherwise inflicted upon the people they were trying to lie about. Okay? So the pasuk says, Va'asisim lo kasher zamam l'asos lachiv. You'll do to them, these Edom Zomen, what they conspire to do to their brother. So since it says, lasos la'achiv, to do to their brother, the drush is as opposed to their sister. Now what does that mean? So in the case here, we have two people, he and she. He is a regular Boala, but she is a Bas Kohen. And they're getting different penalties. She's getting Strefa and he's getting Chenek. So the Edom Zomen, what should they get? Should they get Chenek or should they get Strefa? So the drush is that they will get like he gets, not what she gets, because it's la'achiv to their brother as opposed to la'choso to their sister. So the point of our mission here is therefore going to be that if you have Edom Zomen who lie about a Bas Kohen, another man, the consequences is they will get chenek and not strefa. Okay, so the mission inside says, V'zomme Bas Kohen uvola, the Edom Zomen who lie about the Bas Kohen and her paramour, so those guys are getting chenek. It's a quote. So this is just a quote. The beginning of the sentence back in the first Mishnah had said that these are from the Nechenak, and these are the people who are potentially going to get strangulation. Shekol ha-zomen makdim la'osa misa. Normally, Edom Zomen, they get the punishment that they were going to be inflicting on the other person. So they would get, if it's a death capital case they were testifying about, they would get executed in the way that their would-be victim would have been, how they would have been executed. Chutz, the exception is, mezome basko and avola, this scenario of a basko and avola where they don't get the srefa part, they get the chenek part. Okay, and with that, Baruch Hashem, Salak, Meseches, and Hedger, Mazel to everybody. And next up, Bez Hashem, is Meseches Makos.